From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A bipartisan jobs bill aimed at boosting employment levels this year is now on the table in the Senate. Although some leading Republican lawmakers back the measure, no action on it is likely until late this month due to the snowstorm that has hit Washington and an upcoming congressional recess. NPR's David Wellner has more.
The senators who unveiled the jobs bill are calling it the Hiring Incentives to Restore Employment Act, or HIRE for short. As the top members of the Senate Finance Committee, Montana Democrat Max Baucus and Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley, called it bipartisan legislation that could still be changed in the coming weeks. It contains provisions that over the next decade would amount to about $145 billion in spending to spur job creation, paid for largely by closing foreign tax loopholes. Employers would be exempt from paying Social Security payroll taxes for every worker hired this year who's been unemployed for at least 2 months. Business tax breaks would also be extended, as would unemployment insurance, through the end of May. The senators noted that if the bill's to move forward, it must remain bipartisan. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Anti-government protesters again taking to the streets of the Iranian capital in defiance of government orders. They clash with police who fire tear gas and paintballs to identify demonstrators for arrest. The protest comes on the anniversary of Iran's Islamic Revolution. It appears President Obama will meet the Dalai Lama over China's strong objections. The White House announced today that the meeting will take place February 18th. Beijing views the Dalai Lama as a dangerous separatist and accuses him of stoking anti-Chinese protests. While the Mid-Atlantic digs out from up to 3 feet of snow in some areas, parts of the southern U.S. dealing with severe weather as well. The National Weather Service says the Dallas-Fort Worth area has received up to 4 inches of snow so far. As Tim Smith, spokesman for American Airlines, notes, flights are also severely affected.
We're greatly slowed down with having to de-ice every aircraft with heavy snow. We're also seeing air traffic control delays, which are limiting the number of flights that can go into the system.
He says the airline had to cancel as many as 800 flights. South Africans are paying tribute to the man whose fight to end apartheid cost him years in prison. They're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's release from jail. Mandela has largely retired from public life, but he attended a State of the Nation address in Parliament where lawmakers literally sang his praises. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up more than 100 points, marking gains throughout the day today on Wall Street. You're listening to NPR News. Government health officials are investigating an ongoing outbreak of mumps in New York and New Jersey. Mumps infections are generally not serious, but they can be quite painful. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
The outbreak began when an 11-year-old boy returned from a trip to the United Kingdom last summer. He developed swollen glands and fever a couple of weeks later when he was at summer camp. According to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the number of cases has grown to more than 1,500, mostly members of several tightly knit Orthodox Jewish communities. Three quarters of those who've gotten sick were fully vaccinated. Health officials say two things may be spurring spread of the disease. Boys in these communities spend a lot of time studying together, and the families are large. The CDC is encouraging parents to continue to vaccinate their children against mumps, since it at least reduces the risk of getting the disease. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
A Haitian judge signed a lawyer's petition seeking the conditional release of 10 American Baptists accused of trying to take dozens of children out of Haiti after January's earthquake. The judge said the petition he signed went to the prosecutor for comment. The Americans, most of them missionaries from Idaho, collected 33 children, many given to them by parents desperate to feed them. Alexander McQueen, one of fashion's most influential designers, has died. A spokesperson confirms the 40-year-old was found dead at his home in London this morning. Official cause of death is unknown. McQueen was widely respected for his unconventional flair, reflected in dramatic pieces that earned the Briton a number of awards. His death came days before London Fashion Week. This is NPR.